10 minutes after 2 o'clock. Very good afternoon to you, Hamden SJ. This is Fireworks 2019 in association with West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies Limited, and COSCAP. Hope you had a great weekend, whatever you did, whether you visited the juniors, whether you went to Socon the Hill, getting in the activities of the crop over season, heading into the climax. We don't have that much more time left. Time is just slipping by. Very soon we'll have the Day of National Significance, then Emancipation Day, then Grand Cadouman, you know, and before we, as they say, turn around twice again, it'll all be over. And we'll be preparing for next year. Anyway, so congratulations, Scotiabank Junior Monarch Competition, St. Paul's Primary School, the mighty Bit-Bit, the old style of Kaiso. Youngsters, I think, bright future. Certainly impressed last year and cream of the crop this year. Charles F. Broom Primary School DJ, My Time. Second, St. Paul's Primary School, Rabi in Discipline. And Charles F. Broom Primary School, Leandre, Big Ambitions. So two St. Paul's, two Charles F. Broom in the 6 to 10 age group. 11 to 14, Cormier School, Shantae's, Stop the Violence. Hilda Skeen, Zavi, Reduce, Reuse, Recycle. Lester Vaughan, Ms. Kabiba, Her Story. Dighton Griffith, The Brown Stars, Broken Family. That's the 11 to 14 category. And 15 to 18, QC's Kwan, 82 points, Smart Community College, The Overcomer, last but second. The Aline School, Yahanje, My Reality, Harrison College and Christchurch Foundation, Ranan and Aaliyah, with Dust Them Out and Join the Campaign, tying for fourth position. Smart Kwan in the 15 to 18 age group.
Smarter than you. And this smart hero, to show us how to invest.
We need some smart people too, smart.
And mind your own business.
We need some smart people too.
Show you the irony with man creating this smart gadgetry. Like we want to make them smarter than we. But if they get a surge and cut out, electronic circuit crash out, all light and power just drop out. Don't blow our fuse, just chill out.
That's Kwan and Smart, and he was the 15 to 18 Monarch Juniors. 18 minutes after 2 o'clock, and in the 11 to 14 category, Shantae, Stop the Violence.
Crippling the society, man, it crippling violence. Brute force sets a beam to kill or drive you insane. Roughness is a mess, heartless and inhuman, destructive and barbaric. But tonight I say we can stop it. Harassment, corporal punishment, torture, violence. It's not just in the school, family violence up there too. Kicking, choking, arm twisting, or any other rough treatment. Psychological violence is a thing, pressuring and threatening.
Shanti, Stop the Violence, Commerce School, 11 to 14 category. I was having a conversation with a gentleman who was asking me about the juniors and that young lady and comparing them to two of the seniors, Crystal Cummins-Beckles and TC. Lost the call, unfortunately, because of those drops that we get from time to time. Sorry about that, sir. Also got a message from my good friend, who has co-hosted a couple of the juniors with me, Ricky Carter. Coach went over in a way of selling your business out, Ricky. So I think he kind of missed the juniors, kind of missed sharing the mic with me for the juniors. He looks forward to that every year. And yeah, he was missing this year. But anyway, he says, good material this year. The future is in good hands. Well, we always say the future is in good hands. And I'll tell you what I find happens. Let me just read this WhatsApp message that says, let me say the youngsters are for real. They make the old guys look like school kids. I would sit and listen to them all day, all night. The youngsters can teach the oldsters how Calypso is done. There are only a handful of the oldsters who can match them. It's a Bajan in Florida who says he's stuck on to VOB. The problem is we tend to lose track of them somewhere between ages 18 and let's say 25, 26. We lose them somewhere along there. And to the WhatsApp message about the 17 finalists, I can get around to them in a minute. I'm gonna get around to them in a minute. Dealing with the juniors first. We tend to lose them somewhere in the middle there. There's some that have gone through. Let's take Sammy G as an example. Sammy was a junior monarch. She is one of the finalists this year. She made it to the semifinals a couple years ago. But when Sammy went to the the big stage. Some of the materials still sounded Junior Monarchy, and stage movements, phrasing, arrangements just didn't match the big guns, so I think she suffered as a result. Let's see what happens this year. She's a little older, a little more mature, different material, a little more stagecraft and stage presence, and there are lots of newcomers, so I'm going to transition to the finalists now. Lots of newcomers in the lineup. I say that my tabulation. There are six from the Cave Shepherd All-Stars, that's granted. There are seven from the Big Show, and three from the House of Soca, one from Stray Cats. That's by the numbers. By my calculation, there are five fresh faces. There are five shareholders and an alternating director. I'll tell you what I mean by that. There are seven ladies, and there's some returnees. That's my breakdown when I look at them. Now, you could decide who I'm calling shareholders and alternating director, or perhaps I might tell you who my fresh face is, who are my returnees. So seven ladies, well, I can't call a gentleman a lady, so it's easy to pick the seven ladies. Seven ladies are Donella, Terry, Crystal Cummins-Beckles, TC Faith, Sammy G, and Sammy Jane. So the five from Cave Shepherd All-Stars, the six from Cave Shepherd All-Stars, Donella doing The Ship, Granny doing Bring Back the Old Days, Jude Clark, Before We Pray, Kid Sight, No Sense, Sammy Dello, Elected to Serve, Terry, Bajans Up in Arms. From The Big Show, seven, AC, Christmas in Crop Over, Crystal Cummins-Beckles, One Song, Classic One Song, Edwin Yearwood, Conversation, Jay Slow, who should be my guest today, Elephant in the Room, Mr. Dale, Daddy, TC, Iron Lady. The three from the House of Soca, Faith, Build It, Miss Sammy G, Write Me a Song, Ramesses, Don't Like Ramesses, and from the Stray Cats, Sammy Jane, Peace in the House. So my fresh faces, Granny, that's Eric Lewis that Kevin predicted will win the competition. I think that's a fresh face. J Slow, fresh face. Faith, a fresh face. Sammy G, well, Ramesses, a fresh face. Now, Donella's been there before. Jude Clark has been there before. Can't remember Sammy Dello. I can't remember seeing Sammy in a final. So, Terry was a junior, stepped up in class. J Slow is a relative newcomer, using relative. Mr. Dale is a returnee. Faith is a new face in there. Sammy G is a step up in class. Sammy Jane is a returnee. Kid Sight is a shareholder. AC is a shareholder. Crystal Ayavi is a shareholder by now. Classic is a shareholder. Edwin is my alternating director. He's been in and out. Mr. Dale is in and out. He hasn't been there for a while. TC is a shareholder. So that was my shareholder, so the alternating director. Now, it was said when $100,000 was thrown into the mix that some oldsters would come back in for a pick. Well, it's either they didn't make it or they didn't come back in. Because I don't know who you call an oldster returning because of $100,000. Can't pick a name in there. But those are the contenders coming up against Mr. Blood, who is a part-time shareholder. Yeah, shareholder by note. Fireworks in association with West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies, and Carscap. Dennis J with you. Good afternoon to you. 4341790. Or you can send a WhatsApp message to 266-IVOB. They've been very busy with that one. Good afternoon. Every year there's always a great amount of talk about the judging, etc. My question is, has the NCF ever stated the guidelines with which the judges use to make their individual decision on any of the calypsos that are being judged? If so, can you reiterate such for the benefit of fireworks listeners so that we can be educated? As a matter of fact, they have. They've called the press in and talked about the ranking system. I actually threw away, well, since it's throw away, I moved from my desk my copy because I did not expect to be sitting here doing this. So I'm getting it done, sent forwarded to me, and I will try to update you on that as soon as it comes to me. It has been claimed that it depends on the person performance on judging night. So Keisha Christian must have performed very badly not to be included. By the way, from the time I heard her song, as you said, it had invaded all over it. Skung Young's rendition songs like Dave Martin and The Trade Winds. Is it customary for you to reply via WhatsApp or do you do it on air? I actually do both. There are times when I respond on WhatsApp and there are times, depending on the question, I'll respond on air because I think sometimes it's best that more people hear my response than just the person who's raised it. So I do both. I multitask, and multi is the word here. One of the reasons why I always tell people, do not listen to a recording and say, I pick my top three, or because you like an artist, say, I expect them to get through. Because on the night, all sorts of things can go haywire, and the judge's decision is the judge's decision. It's final. They listen for lyrics, they listen for melody, they listen for arrangement, presentation in the final, etc. Here are some challenges. If a judge hears a melody that sounds familiar, and I'm putting familiar in inverted commas, something that they think they've heard somewhere before, echoes of another song, you could be penalized, for want of a better term, for it. Kid Sight was saying when he was sitting here as my guest that sometimes it's a case of using the same, giving the song the same treatment. I was asking him about the number of songs by the same name. There were four songs this year called One Song. So if you're judging, I'm not a judge, but if you're judging and there are four songs called One Song, and everyone treats the one song the same way, or three people treat the one song the same way and one is different, it will pique your interest, the one that is different. So these things too have to be taken into consideration when we sit at home and listen to a recording and arrive at a conclusion as to which song should or should not have made it. These things all play a part in the judging of a CAISO. So I wait to get my hands on the actual criteria and the merit, the new system of judging that allows someone to get over 100 and explain it. Hopefully, if I remember how it's done. Thank you, Coscap, indeed, for being a part of Fireworks 2019. 13 minutes to 3 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. One of the newcomers, somebody tell me I should not call the those people who perennially make it to the finals, I should not call them shareholders. They may be annoyed. I don't think they will. Fireworks, good afternoon. Fireworks, good afternoon. Fireworks, good afternoon. All right. Well, I guess let me try that again. Fireworks, good afternoon.
Yeah, we can't hear that.
Yeah, yeah, you should.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, Brother D.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm Juan. Never liked a lot of the judges' decisions. And this is one time I don't like the judge's decision in this final data pick. Why can't the NCF go to crowd response?
For what?
In some of these competitions for a year. Try a year of crowd response and see what happens.
So crowd response is part of the party monarch bashment and those. It's not been part of pick of the crop.
To be honest, I feel some of these judges just get free money. These judges got biased.
Sir, come on. You can't do that. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. You see, you people have no respect whatsoever for people's qualifications, for their whatever it is. You just wash your mouth on people. You know, if I did that to you, you wouldn't like it? You guys got to do better than this, man. Come on. That's nonsensical. You're making accusations based on nothing. Your feeling? Because you ain't like who make it? Based on what? You know, the challenge for me is keeping calm in the face of the kind of things that you folk want to do. You know, the judges' names and the score points. For what? You want me to tell you the names of the judges who judge the... I don't know the judges. The points are released by the NCF at a later date. They're usually... after the competition is over, points are released. I don't know who decides what happens. I remember reading the newspapers with people, those who went to write on the judging night. And I kept saying if everybody that they say would get in got in, there'd be 36 finalists. Person says, Keisha's Time and Tide was my favorite, but unfortunately I was told by a friend who attended. I also read in the press that she did not perform well on judging night, sadly. That's, again, people's opinions of those who went to it. The challenge, as I said, always is what happens on finals night, what happens on judging night, what happens when someone misses a bar, has happened with Kid Sight on one occasion. What happens when someone is hoarse? Happened to Colin Spencer. I remember doing the finals and sitting way from the stage. I was up in a booth with the lady who's now the CEO of the NCF, Carol Roberts. And I looked at the body language of Colin Spencer on stage after about the first verse, and I said to Carol, Colin going through the paces, he's not in this. Something's wrong. She said, well, you see, I said, looking at him on the television screen, something is not right. I could just see Colin just going through the lines. He wasn't performing. I don't know what was wrong, but he just wasn't there. Then there was an occasion in the semifinals where I think Smokey had to redo his song because of something that was wrong, TC. One of the two of them it happened to. So if you sat and listened to the recording, if you listened to it on the radio, you like the arrangement, you like the calypsonian, you like the song, somebody say Bag missed a whole verse. Of what? The recorded version? You see, if suppose he left the verse out, suppose he tell you he left the verse out on purpose, you know, the judges' names on the NCF's website. Thank you very much. I'll look for it there. And I'll wait to get that other thing as well. You know, yes, Smokes, I'm trying to get afternoon to work on it. I'm trying to get some of the newcomers on, and I'm also trying to get Burke to sit down with me. And we're going to talk about Kaiso. We're going to talk about him missing this year and the year everyone said, you know, was his year. And then unfortunately, you know, what happened. 7 minutes to 3 o'clock. I'm going to check the website for the information for you because I want to keep you updated. So coming up as well.
yet set out to offend no one, but they don't like me. They don't like Ramesses. Every time I look in to do a song, they tell their producers to shut me down, but they don't like me. They don't like Ramesses. I'm standing on the wrong side of history, 'cause they hate me more than Smokey Burke and TC. So I decide to take this bad energy and use it for the good of this hating society. So you can be cheering when criminals in handcuffs and they smile. Think about me, pretend it is Ramesses. Don't find excuses for your politician friends when they defend. Think about me, pretend it is Ramesses. And don't be on Facebook sharing videos with your friends of children fighting. Think about me, pretend it is Ramesses.
I call him a sales and marketing genius. Ramses has made it into the finals, one of the newcomers. He's been knocking on the doors for a while. He has done music every year. And Ramses has a way of, anyway. I wait to see how he handles this. I think he was the surprise for a lot of people. And he's into the final. I'm going to get a chance to talk to him, I hope, before he faces the judges in the final. So the person asked me on WhatsApp, is the Calypso Tents Judging Night considered an NCF event? Now, I'm not quite sure what you mean by an NCF event. The judges for the Pick of the Crop competition, selected by the National Cultural Foundation, goes around to the tents on nights designated as judging night and listen to the competitors. The tent managers know that the judges are there. They know the criteria. Those in the tents know that the judges are there. They know the criteria. And they're selected based on their performance that night. Now, I'm not sure what you mean by if it's an NCF event. I don't know if you mean that the NCF runs the tent for the night or pays the performers or pays the get the money from it. I don't know what you mean by NCF event. But what I can tell you is just what I told you, that on the judging night, those who are being judged know that. They know who the judges are because it's printed on the website. They know the criteria. And they do their best. They do arrangements for that particular night. Some people change the arrangements. Some people change their song. Some people bring new songs. For example, this year, I am sure if you had not gone to the tent, I don't think Crystal Cummings Beckles' one song was released for radio. I certainly don't have it. Or AC's Christmas in Crop Over. Somebody called Maurice on Sunday and asked for it. And he called me and asked me, what is Christmas in Crop Over? I said, Adrian Clarke's song. He says, is it there? I said, I can't remember seeing it. So that's what I know. And of course, the old adage of the judges and them teeth. Well, tell you one of these days, the judges are going to pick on you all instead of you picking on them. Anyway, when he burst onto the scene, people said, oh, here's the Luther Vandross of Kaiso. I don't know why. And then I saw him. And I said, oh, okay, I could see why they said that. But he's got the voice. He's got the stage presence. And this year, his foot is firmly in the door because he is in two competitions this year. And the last time that happened, I think they had three wise men on camels. Jamal Slocum is in the studio with me. Jay Slow, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to Barbados.
It's been a while since we've had one guy contending in two competitions at the same time for Pretty Crop. I think Edwin did it, and scratching my head to see how far back. Yeah. There's no hair on my head. But let's roll the clock back a little bit. Jamal Slocum and entry into the Pick of the Crop competition started back in...
I only entered Pick of the Crop two times.
Twice. Last year?
I took a hiatus.
Last year, right. The year before.
And the year before that, right.
Yeah. What got you involved in this? Because usually there's this, transition from 8 to 10 years, from 10 to 11, from 11 to 12. But when you burst onto the scene, you didn't seem to be someone green who picked up a microphone for the first time.
I mean, for most of I started in primary school with Johnny Coyman, who was a folk artist.
Yeah, folk, and he played guitar. Yeah, he had a whole album and stuff. Yeah.
So I understood phrasing to some extent at that point. Then when I went into secondary school, every weekend I was in Carlin Leacock's living room doing vocal training. Every single weekend. Mm-hmm. That was all about intonation, delivery, how to color a song. diction, breathing techniques, tonality. So I've been through a long journey of development. Also had Marlon Legall at Quergen Park School in Kirk mm-hmm. Lane on board. And then I also started learning to play flute with Destin Orvo, who is now the deputy director, I believe, of the police force band. So it has been a long journey, even though I'm still very much
young in the business,
22. Yeah. And as you said earlier, probably at such a young age, the only person who may have done the Pickety Crop and Soca Monarch at the same time would have been Edwin.
Yeah, that's the only person I could think of. But you got into competition. What was it like the first time you got into competition?
The first time entering competition was an amazing experience. It was an eye opener. I didn't make it to the semifinals.
Finals, right.
Mm-hmm. But I had the now honorable John King wrote for me, along with Bobo.
Right. Bobo is I have a lot of respect for Bobo. Bobo's phrasing and lyrical wizardry, let me call it that. Yeah. So you had a good foot in.
I had that song from Bobo Q, which mm-hmm. I think was 2015.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
An amazing composition, and I was like, wow. And Foreigner Frank worked with me in studio to actually learn how to phrase properly. He said, I need you to remember, you're doing the horn line. You're doing the horn line. You've got to sing it like you're doing the horn line. That is all for
Frank. Frankie. I can tell you this. Frank dropped by here last week, Thursday or Friday. Mm-hmm. I said to Frank, I said, Frank, why you don't come and talk to me? He said, I want to give young boys a chance. Mm-hmm. And strangely enough, he mentioned you. Yeah. He said he heard this youngster, and he sat down and he said, this youngster got something. So, you were noted by the Frank.
Frank is amazing. I mean, I'm always grateful that I was able to surround myself with a lot of persons who have the experience, who's been through, who've been the journey that I'm now looking to take. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lord Radio lives opposite my grandfather in Black Rock. So I always had Lord Radio saying to me, whatever you do, you may sing off key, you may not know the lyrics they sound, but once you dress good, you're going to be good. The people see you before they hear you.
And radio is radio again is a class act.
Yeah.
Lord Radio turns a crowd on like a bulb. Yeah. In a dark room. He walks in, he looks at the audience, he psychs them out, and he connects.
Yeah.
So with that kind of background, I am not surprised that Jamal Slocum, J. Slow, is where he is today. Let me touch this for you.
Line up, line up.
You remember what your vocal sounded like back then, man?
It's so interesting because I have not listened to this track in, I mean, probably after the year I did it.
You know what? When I listened to it, right? When I listened to the older tracks and I listened to your tracks this year, mm-hmm. what I've noticed, one of the things I've noticed is that you have dropped some of the, let me call it, standard English
yeah.
for the vernacular.
Yeah.
And I have often said to people, Kaiso has a language of its own. And yeah. if you, there's some things, there's some writers, I could select
yeah.
Invader number 3 as one, who his language skills are so so good. That yeah. sometimes the words he includes in yeah. in his songs, you know, people go, shoot, I didn't think you're using that word.
Yeah.
Bobo has a way of using language colorfully. There's a line in one of his songs that grabs me. He says, it's impossible to focus sexy women out like locusts. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting down there going, I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah.
You know, so when I listened to Q, I could hear the Bobo rising of the yeah. of the language.
Yeah.
But over the years, working with different people, listening to various artists, mm-hmm. you've developed a style all of your own. I remember the first time you made it to the semis, people say, strong voice, good stage presence. He sung R&B. And I'm going, yeah. Okay, so yeah. phrasing got a tweak a little
yeah.
bit.
And I think Red Plastic Bag summarized it the best way. Because I worked with Bag, this is the second time this year I would have worked with Red Plastic Bag.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2 years or 3 years ago, I did a song that Bag wrote called New Normal. And
yeah,
I remember that. And he said, I don't want you to change. I don't want you to change what you're doing. He said, "What is going to happen over the years is that you're going to be able to refine who you are as an individual."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You're Jamal Sokum and I'm Red Plastic Bag. Do not try to be Red Plastic Bag."
Good advice.
And he said, "When I hear you, there's a reminder of young Edwin." But he said the difference is Edwin uses his voice like a drum.
Mm-hmm.
And you use your voice like a saxophone. And I'm like, Bag is so philosophical. If people know Red Plastic Bag, truly know Red Plastic Bag,
right.
He's very philosophical. He thinks below the surface what people will not consider. It actually was some serious food for thought because, I mean, I spent a lot of my outside of the season,
mm-hmm.
listening to people like Red Plastic Bag, even some who are in the competition, me, Edwin Yearwood, TC, I really do like a lot of TC's music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I listen to classic, even though they're somewhat unusual to what I'm traditionally, what I traditionally would do.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it is just being all-rounded. Tambu from Trinidad.
Chris Tambu Herbert, yeah.
Love Tambu. So I spend a lot of time dissecting the Calypso music and really trying to build it, taking lessons from each and every single person.
Good.
That eventually I can say, Jamal Sokum is not a carbon copy of anyone.
Here's what I want to ask you, though. Mm-hmm. Having mentioned all these people that you've listened to, mm-hmm. Who've talked to you, Foreigner Frank, RPB, mm-hmm. TC, collaborations, working yeah. with them, singing songs with them, ever mm-hmm. crossed your mind?
I told Red Plastic Bag, I think on Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
that this November, I would like to do a social commentary outside of the season.
Crop over season.
With him. Brilliant. And Red and Mighty Gabby, the two doctors. The two doctors.
Two doctors and a patient. Not that kind of patient. I mean, a patient young man who plans yeah. to be a doctor. Come on, lift your head out there. It's a Kaiso. It's called double entendre.
Definitely.
The new normal.
No, mother, she is just a myth, and politicians are only promise, and the lottery, that is a hit or miss. Damn good old time days, well they are long gone, and every day a brand new day is born. Unfamiliar things now have become the norm. So prepare yourself, don't fool yourself, it is not business as usual. So you must be more flexible, more compatible and more adaptable. It's the new normal, it's the new normal. The high price you pay for living, these will only come by adjusting to the new normal. Like a business, things have changed and will continue to change. It may seem unbelievable, it's the new normal. It's the new normal. Anything you want to know or you want to get, good, bad, indifferent, without fuss or fret, in real time you bet they're on the internet. A world of exposing, nothing is private, all of your business, everyone knows it's a naked departure now into the future. So prepare yourself, don't fool yourself, it is no business as usual. So you must be more flexible, more compatible and more adaptable. It's the new normal, it's the new normal. Revolutionary technology, a cyber world loaded with gadgetry. It's the new normal, it's the new normal. Social media take over in full, making people more antisocial. Things have changed and will continue to change. It may seem unbelievable, but it's the new normal. Oh, it's the new normal. Change. Yes, some may resist. Change. But it will persist. Change. Nothing wrong with it. Change. Some of it may seem extremely strange. It's new.
Jay Slow, Jamal Slocum, in with me on Fireworks. We come back to him right after this. Jamal Slocum is in with me. Jay Slow, he is one of the 17 selected to come up against Mr. Blood. And the new normal. I remember when David Ellis heard you perform the new normal, I think he may have heard it live. Mm-hmm. And he came to the studio the next day and he said, listen to this guy, Jamal Slocum, doing this song called The New Normal. Have you heard it? I said, yes, I had. He says, good voice, liked the song, and he was raving about it. And I listened to it, pulled it up again just now, just to refresh the listeners' minds. That was a Nicholas Branca arrangement.
Nicholas Branca.
You went to the top of the stream, my friend. You have a habit again, to the top of the stream. What was it like working with Nick?
Branca, I think what I like about Branca the most is that he transforms a song. You will really like a song when you get it, especially because I've worked with him. This is now the second occasion this year. Mm-hmm. You will work with Branca on a song and you'll be like, oh, this is, when you get the song initially from By, this is an amazing song. Mm-hmm. But then when you go to Branca, he transforms it to a whole different level that you transform it to a point where you cannot even believe the song could have even reached. And Branca, what I like most about Branca is that he allows me to be me vocally, especially in the studio. Mm-hmm. It's like an in and out process because there's no long, okay, this and that and that. He just allows me to be Jamal Slocum.
Yeah. I'll say this, sir. One of the challenges I think we have with Cropover in general, soca music, kaiso music, you call it what you want to call it, bashment, whichever one. Our problem is if it doesn't win a competition, it gets put on the back burner somewhere. Yeah. If it isn't being played in the FET or it's not in somebody's mix, it goes out the window.
Yeah.
And I think we've lost a lot of our music over the years that has quality, that could transcend this 5 month or 3 month or 4 month period that we call crop over. Mm-hmm. The new normal is there's a underlying, what I call a Shango Baptist beat. I mean, you said you like Chris Tambu Herbert, so
yeah.
That the way you perform that song, I think it's a song that, or a piece of music that could transcend the crop over period because it talks about changes. The rhythm is good, the music is good, your vocals are good. But I challenge anybody to tell me, outside of competition or competition night or during the course of that year, when have they heard the new normal being played anywhere? And it's the unfortunate thing for young artists like yourself. So I've taken you back down the memory lane for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know Jay Slow, don't know Jamal Slocum, this year, preparing for competition this year, what was at the back of your mind? What was driving Jamal Slocum into competition this year?
Last year, he took a hiatus, predominantly for two reasons. I needed time to say, okay, let me sit back and let me analyze how the competition is, how the format.
Mm-hmm.
I watched last year, actually, even though I was not competing, I actually was on stage with Adrian Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, a very good friend of mine. Last year was more for pure reflection for me, even though I entered the Soca Monarch competition and I went to the semifinals with a song produced and written by Chris Allman. But one, the other reason was that traditionally in 2000, and this is 2019, so 2017, which is 2 years ago, I would have worked with the now Minister John King. Mm-hmm. And just about when I was getting comfortable with someone who can write for me.
He gone and take up an appointment as a minister?
So I did.
John.
I then had no one to write for me anymore. it was a case of saying, okay, already Jamal, you have to now re-strategize. Because obviously as a minister, it will be a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
And two, you don't have time to
write?
Yeah.
Boy, he must have been itching to write something, though.
After he might want to write a pico after classics composition. For me, I spoke to Bag last year in July and said, Bag, I want to work again. And I think that...
And he didn't tell you I'm not writing gospel, so no?
No, of course. I think Bag is the type of person that I think he has a hard time saying no, especially to younger artists.
Right, yeah, he does have his heart in it.
So I think, I mean, even asking him, I called him up just last week to do something for me, and he was skeptical about it. But I think that he almost is at a point of conceding. But Bag said, yes, I'm going to write for you.
Mm-hmm.
And out came Elephant in the Room.
In the Room.
Mm-hmm. Elephant in the Room. And I think this is one social commentary that I think really I was able to execute to what he was thinking when he wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
Branko was very happy with the take. I think we did it like two takes, and I was out
good.
Of there.
Good.
It was just something that resonated with me from the get-go, and I would be modest to say that the combination of Red Plastic Bag Nicholas and Branko. Nicholas Branko is almost like a winning formula.
Let me say to you, when you talk about the people you've worked with, when you talk about the people you've listened to, I mean, Carlin Leacock is Bag.
Lord Radio.
Nicholas Branko. You're talking about the creme de la creme of Bajans through the years.
Yeah.
What I mean, what made you, well, two things. Perhaps I should ask them the other question rather than ask you. What made you gravitate to these people?
I grew up in a household with my grandmother and great-grandmother. Mm-hmm. Even though my mother was there still, I'm a granny's boy.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
So, I grew up listening to Dolly Parton, the Bee Gees. Mm-hmm. So I had Lou Rawls. I had that old school foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Even the other thing about it too is that I think because of my grandmother's way of teaching, I automatically gravitated to individuals who had a similar style.
Okay.
Carlin is like my music. I call her my musical mother. So I,
one could have chosen worse.
Yeah. So for me, it is simply, I always think that you always try to learn from people who've walked the journey, mm-hmm. who've been there, who've done that. And even though I am not working directly with Carlin, as I did 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. She still calls me and I still call her and say, Auntie Carlin, what do you think of this? What do you think of this song? She said, remember mm-hmm. the principles of music. You need to color the sound. You're telling the stories of conversation. Right. Calypso's having a conversation. Mm-hmm. You have to get familiar with the vernacular.
Mm-hmm. Those, see what I tell you, yeah. You got sticking
so,
the song.
So when I sent the recording to her, she said, this time you may have a chance.
You have a chance.
Remember to the main points, the principles of Calypso.
The elephant in the room. Jay Slow, good afternoon to you. This is Fireworks.
Maybe a gun that fires the final shot. It may be a knife that punctures the fatal spot. The seed we sowed, it was growing. Roots were digging, 6 feet deep. And now all of we are falling. Cause blood flowing in the street. We can't say we didn't know. We can't say we didn't see. These signs were there long ago. Finger pointed, wouldn't have we. I hear mothers and fathers crying. Brothers and sisters crying. Oh, optimistic. I hear some people say it's a certain demographic. We'll see numbers rising, hopes are falling through the crack. And the whole world is watching while we grapple with the facts. It may not be your relative, but relates to all of we. Let us reverse this negative in the interest of no more mothers and fathers crying, brothers and sisters crying, all family members crying for real. Cause morally we are dying, spiritually we dying, socially we are dying. We have failed to call a spade, now the price must be paid. And the elephant in the room, we can't brush aside.
Well, I won't call him that. I'll simply say he's a sturdy gentleman in the room. Jamal Slocum, J. Slow, is in with me on Fireworks. And, of course, Fireworks comes to you in association with West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies, and Cost Gap. We talk some more. And that's Jamal Slocum as well in Alive. And a double, one here, one there, one there. Someone asked me, who's the elephant in the room? And then someone else asks, my only criticism is they're not sure what the elephant is, maybe in the bridge or the refrain. Yeah. And then they ask, what else can you do with the song on finals night? Now I notice Elephant in the Room is only 4 minutes and 44 seconds. If I recall, you have about 7 minutes on the stage.
That's correct.
So unless you plan to have Days of Our Lives part four, you know, in the presentation, which is only a short time as well, you got other things to add to the song.
Well, as
I'm not letting the elephant out of the bag or the cat or anything else.
I mean, working with Nicholas Branker and Red Plastic Bag, there's a level of surety that the song, what they're creating and what we sit down and decide, is always going to be interest of the song. There's some songs, Crazy, In Time to Come is one of the longest.
You got 25 verses.
I want the longest.
25 verses. Yeah, we caught all that. You got 25 verses.
You see, and it's one of the longest commentaries you could ever come across. But then you could come across some very short commentaries. Not saying that it is going to be the 4 minutes, because we do have much to be added for the finals, not to change its format, because we want elephant in the room. We want to ensure that the message is there.
Now, the question I'm asking is this, on behalf of those,
yeah,
have we gotten to the stage where we don't listen to a song because of the perhaps the complexity of the lyrics or the way it's laid out, that the message goes over our heads? I remember when I played the Keisha Christian song, Time and Tide, the first time on Fireworks, when I did Fireworks, someone asked me what I thought about it. I said to them, it's the type of song that great voice, great melody, mm-hmm. good lyrics. On finals night, depending on where that song comes, I could see the crowd sitting and just doing nothing.
Yeah.
And that could throw an artist off.
Yeah.
Because you're giving it your all, you're there. But either people want to laugh or they want political pecan. And because the song, the way it's structured, is not getting into their psyche, they just sit and look at you, Jamal.
And I think there's a problem. It's a major problem, you know. I mean, Colin Spencer came fourth, I believe. I will stand corrected if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But came fourth for a song called The Ocean's Rebellion.
Right.
One of the... It's beautifully penned. The melody, Ocean's Rebellion, is so very clear. One of the most... And I mean... I could not.
And when Colin goes up in falsetto, you can't beat him neither. But anyway.
It was very philosophical.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is where, you know, we don't ever want to get too deep. But we also have to understand that our social commentaries, our philosophies, it documents the time, the climate we are in the society.
Mm-hmm.
It also documents the feelings of what's happening on the ground, what's happening in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Social commentators are the voice of the voiceless. And I think that in a case where we have elephant in the room, it asks you to listen carefully to the lyrics. It's a very deep song.
Mm-hmm.
A very deep song. I mean, when Red Plastic Bag, there's a line that Bag wrote in the song. A couple lines in the last verse. Body in the street is more than a statistic. I hear some people say it's a certain demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst the numbers are rising, hopes are falling. I think, and then he says, it may not be your relative, but it relates to all of we.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in itself is so poetic, and it's writing that. When Bai said, this is your song, I said, yes, it is.
It is. Preparing for two different competitions, though, take two different sides, Jamal.
Yeah.
Does one overpower the other?
I think I have a balance. I have an amazing team. I have an amazing team. Special thanks to South Central Entertainment. Not only Nicholas Banker, but Chris Allman, Nell and Kelvin Carvalho, Don Lisa, Keller Smith,
mm-hmm.
Also on the team. So I have an amazing cohort that really works behind me. In order for a team to work, the team must be working.
You're talking about people who understand competition and getting you ready for it. One song.
Mm-hmm.
See, it has been a plus for you this year?
I think I'm going in there with the mentality that it isn't a competition, even though it is a competition.
Mm-hmm.
You are as good as your last performance.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you see it as a performance?
I see it as a show within a show. I'm creating a show within a show.
Okay.
So in the most modest way.
Don't let that get in the way.
there is gonna be a show within a show.
Right.
I intend to take the audience on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
I want to create a lot of imagery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to paint the picture for the audience to see. And for those who are really wondering what the elephant in the room is.
You'll bring the elephant.
I'm going to bring the elephant.
That's all right.
You're going to see the elephant.
It's a big stage. It's a big stage. It's a big stage. And this is why I'm repeating, it's a big stage. Because in the previous competitions, you had the semifinals
mm-hmm.
to gauge a different crowd
yeah.
in a different setting, different stage. Mm-hmm. You're going on to the big stage. Kensington can be kind of cold,
yeah,
kind of far,
yeah,
and the stage sometimes overpowers the artist. So preparing for that big stage?
Last year,
part of the preparation.
Last year, I was a guest artist for Soca Monarch. There's Soca Royale then.
Right.
So I had a feel of
the
what
big stage.
The big stage is like.
Right.
But for me, it is a case of, I think people get so caught up sometimes, oh, you're on a big stage. And
yeah, and you're full band.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it is, once you understand performance, once you understand the fundamental aspects of theater, you shouldn't
it shouldn't bother you, right?
It shouldn't bother you.
It's monitor to monitor, left, right, right, straight ahead.
If you're hitting certain points at certain times.
Right.
You use the stage effectively.
Right. And body language.
Body language.
Yeah, I know.
I've watched some Calypsonians, and if you watch Sparrow, sometimes Sparrow don't jump all over the stage.
No, he doesn't. You gotta keep the voice working. The voice is the whole thing. Fireworks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I wasn't calling, but
ma'am, then you know, I don't know why. But anyway, go ahead. You weren't calling, but...
Listening to Miss Jamal.
Program,
and he's keep on calling my favorite Caribbean Calypsonian, Christopher Tambu Herbert. I keep on telling people that people do not talk about him, but he is something else. He is like the Marvin Gaye of Calypso to me. And I like a person like Aretha Franklin, I mean, those kind of people's book. But there's a song, I hear him saying, The Journey. And I know there's a song by Tambu named The Journey. I don't know if you could play that.
Ma'am, I keep telling people, right? Two things about fireworks and me. Let me put this on the table. One. Because of my peculiar way of speaking, I am very careful not to mash corns of those who don't share my peculiar way of speaking. Chris Tambu Herbert, in the middle of Bajan Crop Over, will bring the vengeance of Moko down on my head. So I tend to stay away from inciting the vengeance of Moko. Okay? Let me put it that way. Okay. But thank you for that. Jamal, your work over a period of time, as I started off by playing one of your early ones, and you yourself picked up the difference in voice and difference in tone, difference in handling the song.
Yeah.
And the comment I made about some of these songs, I think, have legs. They should be outside of the crop over period. You plan to, if you find the right incentive, to put some of them together. $100,000 is a lot of moolah, but you whispered to me that perhaps you're interested in another kind of reward this year. So,
I mean, ultimately, Chris Ullman and I also spoke to Branker on it. We are definitely going to be recording some music outside of the season. I've also received some St. Lucia producers, Fast Forward Entertainment, who produce for multiple Calypso, Soca King of St. Lucia, Arthur. They reached out to me, say, "We like your vibe. We like your vibe." I said, "You sure you heard my songs?" And he said, "Yeah, we listened to you. This is 2 years in a row. Last year we loved Rocker. This year, we are actually loving Alive. We actually wanted to see how consistent you were."
You see, no, this is it. Here's the thing, and this is why I asked you earlier about collaborations, because if you have an audience that stretches outside the barriers, if you have St. Lucia, there are all these festivals throughout the Caribbean. You got Spice Mass in Grenada, Vinci Mass, Bajan Crop Over,
Jamaica's
Carnival, Antigua's Carnival, Guyana. There's an opportunity to tweak a song, put in a rhythm, a little Creole here and there.
Yeah.
I think that's beyond your work.
But for me, the other thing too is I'm always in St. Kitts. I go St. Kitts annually. Mm-hmm. And this year, I have even fostered an even stronger relationship with the Sugar Band, New Vibes Band. Okay. Which is, and I, one thing I appreciate about St. Kitts a lot is that they promote live music like crazy.
There again, right? Live music on the road for Kadumat. Mm-hmm. I keep talking about it because I feel that if we have live music on the road, I know people can tell me about the expense, and but it will change the way people behave on the road for Crop Over.
And I always ask another question, at what cost are we jeopardizing culture? At what cost? I mean, ultimately, we have to say, if we do this, if we do that, it has greater effects on our festival if we truly made the effort to improve it. Live music is, there's a whole different feel when it comes to live music. And I know it may be a very tedious and tiresome process to listen to go through the full performances. But I'm one who believe that even at the Stoker Monarch preliminary level, that it would be good to have those songs judged live. But they're over 100 and something sounds. So I can understand why
you may not. CDs?
Yeah. But I believe the feel is so different when you hear a song alive. I mean, when I just want to mention one artist. If you ever hear Real Lane, Real Lane live, she has a song this year called Command. It's
but you see, Jamal, here's the thing. You have a situation where when I sit and listen, and I say this when I get the opportunity to do fireworks, I've said it a couple of times. Preparing for fireworks, when I did fireworks on a regular basis, I would come into the studio, sit down, turn the lights off, and just hit songs, right?
Yeah.
What you hear when I do that is difference in production levels.
Yeah.
A Slam City studio, a Nicholas Branca,
Dwayne Druss,
you hear different types of productions. Then you have people who, well, there are less of them now, but who throw things together quickly to get them on air. And they're not mixed well. Some of them not produced well. If you line up 150 of those, somebody gonna get left off because of bad production. Somebody's gonna get left off because of a bad mix.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna be get left out. Mm-hmm. So when you hear them, like the other thing is how they're recorded. There's some people that record a verse and chorus.
Yeah.
And repeat the chorus rather than have the person sing for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
When you put that person on stage with someone who's actually sung for 5 minutes with a full band behind them, they're at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
So some rise to the occasion, some don't.
Yeah.
So whenever people talk about this person sung it better live or that, there's nothing like a full band with a nice arrangement delivering when everything's working.
And I mean, even Keisha Christian, Soca Infinite, this
great voice.
I was like, wow.
Great voice.
And she's a guest artist. but ultimately, I mean, entirely the competition is something I think that is evolving. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I'm an artist who's against the changes. I believe change is inevitable. And we have to welcome change when it comes. We just have to ensure that we are not trying to fix what isn't broken. But I am receiving of the developments this year for Crop Over, especially in the Pickety Crop competition. I know some artists say, oh, I like two songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, one song, I mean, if we look at it realistically, we had some songs or slapped together songs, and then we had
a song and a half. Listen, there are four songs about one song, and they say that, well, classic said plenty of people win with only one song.
I have another theory to that.
I am sure.
I would leave that out.
I am sure you do. That is the elephant in this room. No.
If you put many one songs together, you may not even get one song.
lyrics. What are you doing out of season?
What I'm doing out of season, I've just completed, one more year into my bachelor's in media and journalism.
Good.
I did the associate degree in mass communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also started another bachelor's in September. That's in business and enterprise at the University of Edinburgh Napier.
Yeah.
So I'm still getting my studies in.
So you're gonna be another break again for another year, man?
I'm gonna
I just wanna know if you're gonna defend the crown.
I like that. I like how that sounds.
See, I was slipping that line there when you were looking.
Good one. Mm-hmm. You maybe you should try some calypso.
One of these years. No, because I think it is important that young artists like mm-hmm. yourself, mm-hmm. With, I think, a grounding in the art form,
yeah,
but also with an eye for business and the future, yeah, that you stick around and you use some of the what has been passed on to you,
yeah,
to craft a body of work that yeah. can stand with the for your generation. Mm-hmm. With the Bags and the Serenaders and the
yeah.
Gabbies of that era.
Yeah.
I find that too often when we talk about the work of Calypsonians, we draw on those guys who made music between the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
When we get into the 90s, we kind of become diffused and
yeah.
turn more to party, sweet yeah. soca,
yeah.
ragga soca, and mm-hmm. we've lost a lot of the commentary
yeah.
in that era.
I mean, whilst I would agree that we had the Red Plastic Bags and the Gabbies and the Invaders and mm-hmm. the Black Pawns, Serenaders,
mm-hmm.
I mean, their music is timeless. But I equally say that name Edwin Yearwood comes to mind when I think about another timeless artist who was in a different time era or time bracket,
mm-hmm.
Where Edwin really transformed the sound of soca regionally, and I dare to say that I really look up to an artist like Edwin, who has, when you think of Pump Me Up,
and that's still playing in fets.
Yeah, I
in 2019,
and
I've heard it.
I mean, we it was pace because I've studied, I've totally looked so deep in. In order to construct myself,
mm-hmm.
I needed to understand the elements of the history behind it.
Good.
And good. Looking at Edwin, how he transformed soca itself, not only for Barbados, but the region. When you see artists like Machelle and those, even though they were recording for long,
mm-hmm.
and Farmanapi and those artists, even Sherwin Winchester,
right.
who is called the Groovy King.
Okay.
I mean, Edwin would have really be that initial artist, our very own Edwin Yearwood.
Well, he's yeah. still in competition. And
my competition.
He's still there. yeah, he's still there. And we will see what happens on the night in question. Are you fazed by some of these big names in here, my friend?
Not at all.
Good.
The bigger they are,
the harder they fall. Don't say that. I said that for you. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Anyone you see as being... I don't want to come before him or after him or nothing like that.
Not at all. I mean,
number is a number.
I switched my song for my order for Soca Modern.
Right.
I didn't think it go well with many people,
mm-hmm.
But I understood there's a strategy. I always take calculated steps. For me, I'll be happy in Piccadilly Crop. There are 18 competitors.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be happy to come at number 9, 10, 11.
Mm-hmm.
Anything above, okay. I wouldn't want to come last.
19th, yeah.
Yeah, no. But but at the end of the night, mm-hmm. I would like number one.
I can't argue with that. Jamal, thank you for dropping by.
Thanks
for spending this time with me. And finals night, we will be listening out.
Yes, definitely.
And looking for that elephant. To you. The best.
It may be a gun that fires the final shot. It may be a knife that punctures the fatal spot. The seed we sowed, it was growing. Roots were digging 6 feet deep. And now all of we are born.
crying, all family members crying.